the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Critics say a proposed New Jersey law would chip away at the relationship you have with your doctor. Under a bill that has now been advanced by an Assembly Health Committee, doctors who spread what they call misinformation or disinformation could be subject to disciplinary action.
Assemblyman Herb Conaway says some folks don't seem to be taking their responsibility as a healthcare professional as seriously as they should.
When you hear people talking about, some kind of a transmitters going into the body with a vaccine and some of these other things that are just crazy talk.
Opponents of his bill say those extremes are being handled anyway. Maria Quigley with the group NJ Stands Up says this proposal suppresses doctors' voices.
It's penalizing medical professionals for straying from a prescribed standard of care, more about ensuring good health outcomes or controlling doctors, patients, and profits.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another New Jersey school is closing due to loss in state aid. Cozy Lake Elementary School in Jefferson Township, Morris County, will close at the end of the school year. District officials say it's the only way to make up for a $3 million loss in state aid. Districts around the state that have lost massive amounts of aid under Governor Murphy's funding formula have had to make drastic cuts and close schools to deal with the budget impacts. A Passaic County woman is now charged with stabbing her 4-year-old niece.
Mabel Campuchano was arrested Monday in connection with the stabbing of a girl in Patterson last month. She's charged with attempted murder, child endangerment, and weapons offenses. The Passaic County prosecutor says the 27-year-old Campuchano attacked the 4-year-old girl at the family's Patterson home on August 23rd. The child was hospitalized for multiple stab wounds, but authorities later said she survived. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Not too bad this morning. We're dry so far. Temperatures mainly in the 60s across New Jersey. We are expecting some scattered light rain to roll in later today, especially to the north and west. Just a little bit of wet weather. It'll be cloudy and fairly cool today, highs 65 to 70. Another round of showers possible tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, warm and humid, 75 to 80 under mostly cloudy skies. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible at any time tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by DiscDoctorUSA.com. Before you go for back surgery, spinal decompression might be the solution for you. The DRX9000 spinal decompression system is proven to unbulge and unherniate discs without surgery. Go to DiscDoctorUSA.com.
In Elizabeth 63, Lakewood 64, CIO City is 67. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.